Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the coolest things about the unlikely, I don't know about success, but career I have, people still pay me to talk about and write about sports, is that I get to talk to, and sometimes in some cases be friends with, some of the people I admire most in the business, from players, from athletes, former athletes, to those who cover those gentlemen, those ladies and gentlemen who play the sports we root for and watch and root against in some cases. And one of the guys that I like the most in combination, like independently, I like his work the most. I think he's incredible. Huge fan of his work, Sports Illustrated. And also, this is nice when this happens because it doesn't always happen. Everybody looks at D-Cell. Great guy is Howard Beck, who is one of the more talented NBA writers, reporters, insiders, podcasters in the country, and also a very nice man. And he is being nice right now and making time for a radio hit where he probably has better things to do. Hello, Mr. Beck.
Good morning, Mr. Ryder. Thank you for that very kind introduction. I'm afraid you've oversold me, but I'll give my best.
All true. All right, so you've earned this. You're in rarefied status. Do you want to go straight to the hot take, what the Beck question, or do you want to kind of ease into it on a Monday morning?
We should probably ease into it. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet.
I understand. Few are. All right, so let's start with the latest series. Obviously, the Warriors have a commanding lead over the Mavericks at 3-0. No one has ever in the NBA postseason come back from a 3-0 deficit. If you're the Dallas Mavericks, and not that you're entirely giving up the ghost, Howard, but assuming that they do not come back and win this series, can you paint this run, this experience, the comeback against Phoenix, even if they lose handily to Golden State, as a win or an important step in the road to whatever they actually hope to accomplish with Luka Doncic?
Yes. Listen, I mean, they hadn't won a playoff series with Luka yet until now, and they're in the conference finals. That's a step. That's an important step. It's a necessary step. And, you know, they are far deeper in the playoffs than they had a right to be honest. I mean, nobody expected this when the playoffs started. Certainly nobody expected this when we were in preseason last October. No one was picking, maybe somebody did pick the Mavericks to go to the conference finals. And you knew that, you know, something might be possible because of some combination of Luka's greatness, his transcendence as a player, as a talent, and the fact that the West was a little unsettled. When the season started, Jamal Murray was already out, and then of course Michael Porter Jr. goes down, so Denver was out. You knew Kawhi Leonard was out. You knew that there was some volatility in the West, and maybe people weren't sure about the Suns even at that time. But nobody was picking the Dallas Mavericks to make the conference finals back in October, and nobody was picking them, I don't think, to make the conference finals a month ago, and here they are. So given that they don't have a second star, given that the drop-off after Luka, with all respect to Brunson and Dinwiddie and, you know, Maxi Kleber, like, there's just not a lot here. And so I think it's remarkable that they have gotten to this point. And if they get swept, you know what? I've seen better teams get swept. I've seen Shaq and Kobe get swept a couple of times. Like, it happens. They have achieved something absolutely just by being here. That's not spin or Pollyannish or anything else. This was an important step forward for them. They still have work to do. The Mavericks, and we knew that even before this began, even if they somehow had won this series, you'd still say, okay, yeah, but long-term, Luka needs a running mate. He needs a co-star. That's just the way this league works. It's very, very rare for a single star to do it alone.
Howard Beck here on the show. In an age of hyperbole, Howard, which mercifully, I have never once, not a single time in my life, engaged in, accidentally or otherwise. In an age where we have a lot of talented guys, right? I mean, you can just go back the last few years and you could crown one guy as the future of the league, and in the moment it would certainly seem realistic or maybe even likely. How do we properly project or categorize a Luka Doncic who just turned 23, who is, even though he's about to perhaps be swept, doing incredible things statistically and beyond the statistics, just watching the game? How good might this guy be and become?
Well, I mean, he's already a perennial MVP candidate, right? He's a guy that we're going to pencil in as somebody we're going to talk about for in the MVP race, and who obviously got, you know, plenty of down ballot votes this season, and who will probably for the rest of his career. As long as the Mavericks are decent, he's going to be in that conversation. He single-handedly elevates a team. He's an incredible scorer and playmaker both. He manipulates defenses with the best of them. He has more work to do, though. I mean, you know, some of this is personnel. The Mavericks need better talent around them. As I say, everybody needs a co-star, and they don't have that. They hoped that was Porzingis, didn't turn out to be. They swapped him for a couple of other contracts, but you know they don't really have anybody in the ranks to play that role, and it's hard to find those guys. But you know, Luka can do more too. Luka can be, he can show up in better shape. Like, the conditioning has been an issue with him. He can commit himself more to defense. That's certainly an issue. But those are not uncommon things for young players, especially the defensive part of it. A lot of guys come in with a ton of offensive talent and have to learn to be defenders and have to decide to want to become defenders. That's something he can do. I'm sure that's something Jason Kidd will, you know, continue to harp on with him. But I mean, he's already a top five, top seven player in the NBA. You know, that's a pretty great starting point at age 23.
Howard, back here on the show. Howard, I was talking at the beginning of the program, for me at least, what the Warriors have accomplished, you can't separate. Going back to 2015 all the way through now, it is the continuation of the same team, the same culture, the same stars. Just like for me, the Spurs winning all the rings they did spread over the years, or in the NFL, the Patriots, they're all linked. And I understand that if the Warriors do, in fact, finish off the Mavs at some point and beat either Miami or Boston, the accomplishment, while on its own is amazing, is part of a greater story. And yet I will find it to be, because I like to rank things, the most impressive or important, or I'm not sure about improbable, but compelling of what will be their four championships, because it came post Kevin Durant. I think too many people might have written off their almost certain dominance. For you, if the Warriors win an NBA championship this year, what does it mean or say or not mean or say about that organization, that team, Steph Curry, and how you will view them?
It doesn't necessarily change much about how I would view them. I think it might change how, you know, the general fans and public might view them. I already held them in pretty high esteem myself, and just being the first team since the 60s Celtics to go to five straight finals was something in and of itself. Like, we've already lost track of how impressive it is that they went to five straight finals. Five. I mean, that's incredible. The Spurs, you know, couldn't win back-to-back titles, you know, went to a couple of back-to-back, but couldn't win back-to-back titles. They got their five championships over 15 years. It's just really hard to be to consistently, with the same group, go over and over and over again that deep in the playoffs. And they did that. And then they had this pause. And even in the two down years, which, you know, partially was recovering from injuries, partially it was restocking the rest of the roster, they got some lottery picks, but James Wiseman has not played a significant role for this team at all. So it's not like they re-energized themselves by, you know, getting another, you know, franchise star high in the lottery. Like, they've got Wiseman who's not playing, Kuminga who's, you know, not playing much yet, or in this series anyway, and not a ton in the postseason. They didn't reload. They just simply got guys healthy and made some opportunistic moves for guys like Andrew Wiggins, and they developed Jordan Poole, and they're developing their young guys. The fact is, if there's another level of respect that's been earned by this organization, Bill, to your question, it's that they've extended the run without going and getting another Kevin Durant, because that's really hard to do. It was hard to get him the first time. they did not go out and get another superstar. They just stayed the course, focused on player development, made an opportunistic trade that got them Wiggins and the pick that became Kuminga, and then handed the ball back to Steph Curry and said, go do what you do. And, you know, a lot of credit to Draymond Green as well and Klay Thompson. And again, if there's anything that is should be impressive at this stage of where they are as they, you know, go to what, you know, it's almost certainly going to be their sixth finals in 8 years, something, you know, last done by the Bulls in the 90s. It's that this is a sign of culture. If we talk about culture, this is what culture is. It endures. What Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, what they've all established over time has endured. And it has lifted up guys like Andrew Wiggins, who was viewed as a lost cause in Minnesota.
Howard Beck here on the show. Howard, as you heard at the start of the program, I hold you in high regard. I waited as long as I could, gave you as much time, but now it's time for... All right, you ready? Here we go. You may not be ready. I'm going to ask anyway. Better player, all-time player, Steph Curry or Kevin Durant?
Oh, come on.
Do you want to pass? I asked this of Tom Haberstroh the other day, and he went immediate Steph Curry. And I asked someone else this a few weeks ago, got the same come on, and they went immediate Kevin Durant. So I love it in part because everyone seems so certain of their answer, but with differing responses. If I ask, you know, very accomplished NBA thinkers like yourself.
It's just an impossible question. I mean, first of all, these are two of my favorite players in the league right now, just in terms of guys to watch, guys who I admire, guys who I think are about the right things. They're very different in the way they get it done, but I don't know. Like if you were saying, you know, you're picking one or the other from the start of their career and you get him for the entirety of his career, I still don't know what I would do. I mean, Durant is so incredibly unique as a virtual 7-footer with guard skills who, you know, like he's undefinable. They're both kind of one of one type players. There's no precedent for either of them. But I will say this. I think you can safely say if you're going to take into account absolutely everything, and it's really, by the way, it's really, really hard to get somebody of Kevin Durant's size with the skills that he has. So you're probably going with him because nobody else can find a guy even remotely like him, although there's nothing remotely like Steph either. I'm talking in circles. There's this. If you talk to people around the Warriors, and Steph has been there his entire career, the impact he makes on them, not just because of his shooting or his overall ball skills, but who he is as a person, the way they've been able to build around him because of his combination of bravado and humility. Like, he can be out on the court and play like a killer, but still be like just normal dude who makes sure to include everybody, who is an incredible leader. I think he's maybe better suited as a franchise star in that he makes it easy to build around him. And he has stayed put. You know, Durant's bopped around a little bit. I'm not even picking this based on basketball at this point. I think I'm picking it based on maybe some other intangibles if I'm slightly leaning towards Steph Curry.
Howard Beck here on the show. And given Durant's massive, remarkable, one-of-a-kind talent, and we've talked, Howard, you know, about Luka Doncic and his talent and Steph and his talent and, you know, LeBron over the years, do you think in Brooklyn it is as simple as bring Kyrie back, find some of the right supporting cast members within the financial framework, and it'll be different next year because KD is that great? Or do you think for Brooklyn to be successful ultimately with Kevin Durant, so let's say they just make an NBA Finals and be competitive in one, do you think they need a serious overhaul in whatever respect they can pull that off?
I don't know what overhaul constitutes at this stage, but I will say this. I guess this will be an overhaul, what I'm about to say. You can't win at the highest level. You can't contend for a championship if two of your three best players are two of the most unreliable, volatile players in the NBA. And that's what they have in Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving. You can keep one of those guys. You can't keep them both. And I'm not even sure that I trust either one on their own. But this is a team that looks like a super team on paper because they have three all-NBA caliber players. But I just don't know that we're ever going to see, just as we never saw Harden and Kyrie and Kevin Durant together for any length of time, I don't know how much we're going to see of Ben Simmons with Kyrie and Kevin Durant, or how much we're going to see Kyrie. Like, it just, it's always something with Kyrie Irving. And I don't, you know, Ben Simmons' back issues, are those a long-term issue now? I just, there's way too much volatility with two of their three stars. Kevin Durant, I rely on all day, every day. Not worried about him, although he's got a lot of miles on him, and he is still a post-Achilles player who, if you look, by the way, he's missed a lot of games since coming back from the Achilles. So he's still played like an MVP when he plays, but he's missing a lot of games, and that's not unusual for guys who are post-Achilles. So I don't have a ton of faith in the Nets as constructed right now. I don't know which one I would offload, but I think they gotta either, you know, part ways with Kyrie, see what you can get for him, or part ways with Ben Simmons.
Sports Illustrated's Howard Beck. Howard, real quick one for you, because I know we're running out of time here, but I want to ask you, given what we know and what we don't know in the Eastern Conference, you know, the state of Jimmy Butler's knee inflammation, what's going to become of Marcus Smart and the ankle, do you think that there's a clear favorite for where folks like us will be, Miami or Boston in the finals, or do you think this series can come down to a 6 or 7 game down-to-the-wire coin flip situation?
I always thought it was a coin flip. It's still looking that way based on just the wild swings in play for both teams, based on the injury situations, all of it. I did not think that there is a clear favorite to come out of the East. And if they're slugging it out for 6 or 7 games, I'm sure the Warriors would be perfectly happy to see it.
Howard Beck, a great sport on top of everything else that I said. Howard, I look forward to seeing you in San Francisco, and I'm just going to give you a warning. You're going to be at the hotel or at a press conference, and you're going to hear someone scream, "What the Beck?" And that will be my hello. Thank you.
Just bring the soundbite with you and put it on speaker.
Done. You got it. I'll talk to some of the guys in the NBA league office, see if we can get that set up. My friend, I know it's a busy time. Thank you, as always, for being very gracious and making time.
Always a pleasure, sir. Look forward to seeing you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.